News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Two women in their 30s are in a critical condition. Another woman in her 20s and a child aged 7 are in hospital in a serious condition. This follows a road crash in which a car containing 5 young people drove the wrong way down a motorway on-ramp. All 5 of those individuals are now reported dead. Molly O'Connor is with us, News Talk reporter. Molly, what happened?
Hi, Anton. So at around 3 o'clock on Sunday morning, Gardaí and emergency services were alerted to a vehicle travelling southbound on the northbound carriageway of the M9. The car was driving between junction 3 and 4 near Moon when it collided head-on with a second car. We now know that 5 people died and 4 others were seriously injured in that incident. Gardaí say 5 teenage men who were in one of the cars were killed and their bodies have been removed to Naas General Hospital, where post-mortem examinations are due to be carried out in due course. 3 women, 2 aged in their 30s, 1 in her 20s and a child as well, who were in the second car, were taken to hospital with serious injuries. The 2 women in the front were taken to Tallaght University Hospital and the woman in the back seat was taken to St Luke's General Hospital. The boy was taken to CHI in Crumlin. Now, we know that those 4 who were seriously injured are all understood to be related. Gardaí say family liaison officers have been appointed to the relatives of the occupants of both of those vehicles, and they are still appealing for any persons who may have witnessed the collision to come forward. They're appealing to road users who were travelling on the M9 northbound or southbound between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. on Sunday morning and who may have dash cam footage of the incident or the surrounding area to make this footage available to investigating Gardaí.
And do we know anything of the family status of the 3 women and the child that were so grievously injured?
We don't at the moment, no. We don't. That information has not yet been released. But I spoke to Athy councillor Ivan Keatley, and as you can imagine, there was a huge sense of shock within the community. He actually said that since it was opened, the M9 has been a great relief to the area and has made all of the other roads quieter too. He said it's generally a pretty safe road, so you can imagine the kind of shock that they're feeling in that community at the moment.
The Garda Commissioner, Justin Kelly, he released a statement.
He did. So he said that these family members were travelling innocently when they were struck by a vehicle being driven the wrong way down the motorway. He said it was a horrific incident and actually referenced the recent collision on the M50. He said it shows how irresponsible and dangerous driving on the wrong side of the motorway is. And he added that it should be self-evident, but makes what he called this reckless behaviour even more appalling, is that in some cases it is being done for social media likes, regardless of the potentially devastating impact it might have on innocent people and themselves.
So the Garda Commissioner is suggesting that these, in some instances, the individuals upload footage of themselves doing it onto social media.
That seems to be it. Yes, yes. It's a very dangerous and concerning trend that we're beginning to see at the moment.
Molly, thanks very much. Molly O'Connor there reporting for us. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk
with Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.